No, I'm absolutely delighted to have been re-elected, actually for the third time, so it's three in a row for me, to Seán Adair. And as many of your listeners will know, the Senate election is a different and very difficult election because it involves travelling the country, engaging with councillors, and I suppose with the coronavirus, as it did happen, it meant a lot of that work had to be done on the phone. And I suppose at this point, I'd like to very much thank the Clare councillors who supported me, the eight Fine Gael Clare councillors, great people. And I'd also like to thank the other councillors who are non-Fine Gael in Clare who supported me. And I'd also like to pay tribute to the three other candidates from Clare who stood in the Senate election. Not an easy election. I'm fortunate that I was successful, and at least Clare has a voice in the 26th Senate now, because I will be the only Clare vice in the upper house.
Are you surprised that you don't have Timmy Dooley as a colleague?
I am, to be quite honest about it. I'd like to pay a tribute to Timmy, because Timmy always worked in the interests of County Clare, and who knows, he may very well still be in the next Senate.
Oh, are you suggesting that Micheál Martin may be appointing him?
Well, that's not beyond the realms of possibility at all. So, look, at the best of luck to Timmy in that. It's really nothing got to do with me. But, you know, if there is a government formed and Micheál Martin is part of it, I would expect that he would have a number of nominations. So, you know, look, at the best of luck to Timmy in whatever Timmy decides to do going forward.
We'll get on to the government formation. Sorry to cut across you. We'll get on to that government formation in a second. But just to finish with regards to the Seanad, you aren't slow in putting yourself forward as a public representative for Clare. You've done it already in this interview, saying that you'll be the only Clare voice in the upper house. But can you really achieve much as a senator? I mean, this is a house that is in dire need of reform. Your own party admitted as much when trying to abolish it under Andy Kenny a few years ago, and that change never happened.
Yeah, well, look, in terms of County Clare, all I can do is look at my record for the last two Seanad elections and the level of delivery that, you know, I spearheaded in terms of County Clare. And, you know, I look at projects like the Doolan Coast Guard Rescue Centre, you know, the facilities and the investments in the rural regeneration in Ennis Diamond, you know, and projects like that that I know would not have been delivered, but for I am a member of the Seanad. And I suppose the other point I'd make as well, Gavin, as the spokesperson on justice for the government in the last Seanad, I had, the third or fourth highest speaking record. I had a 97% voting record, and I had more private members' motions successfully delivered over the line in areas to do with disability, in terms of justice reform, in terms of community policing, and areas that actually ended up being addressed and reformed. I had a motion down some time ago about, you know, ratifying the UN Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities. That was ratified. And I will use the Seanad again going forward, and the opportunities that I've been given in the Seanad for the next few years.
What are your priorities then? I mean, look, maybe that's a bit of a glib question at these times. We know what the national priority is in terms of coronavirus. That, of course, is rightfully taking up attentions at this time. But what is it that you would like to achieve?
Well, look, in the first instance, I think we are in a national emergency. I spoke to the Taoiseach over the weekend. I think that the priority of government, and whatever the next government will be, is going to be ensuring that the health emergency that this country is facing at the minute is steered as best as possibly can. And going forward then from that, there's going to be major economic challenges. And whatever priorities would have been prior to what's happened, the priorities now going forward is to try and ensure that our economy doesn't remain wrecked, and that the hundreds of thousands of people who are out of work are brought back to work as quickly as possible, and that we work tirelessly to deliver the tourism figures that we had in this county, but unfortunately we're not going to have this year now, but to make sure that next year and years going forward that we do that, and whatever infrastructural investment is needed, whatever marketing investment is needed, I intend to be at the fore in terms of the Seanad, and if my party is part of the next government, at the heart of government, working with George Carey and others to ensure that County Clare gets back to where it was, and then it grows going forward.
What do you make of this Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael led coalition that looks most likely now to come into effect. Obviously more will be needed to bring it over the 80 seats mark, but is this the right government for the country?
I think it is. I wouldn't have said that a number of months ago.
So what's changed your mind?
The present situation and the result of the general election, Gavin. People back in the 5th of February voted for change. I think if they had the opportunity again, they may not vote for change the way they did in such numbers, because I think it's widely acknowledged by everybody that Leo Varadkar, Simon Harris and the team have done a very, very good job in extremely difficult circumstances.
With some criticisms and some questions being asked of them, it does have to be pointed out.
Yeah, but of course the reality is you never get everything right. Our country hasn't ever dealt with a pandemic of this nature. I think the last one was back in 1918. So we are in a situation where we are in uncharted waters, and I think actually that we're very, very lucky to have Leo Varadkar at the helm of government with his medical background and his leadership skills at this critical time. And I think the vast majority of fair-minded observers would say that we are doing a good job. We are managing...
Okay, but he's not going... But if you go into power with Fianna Fáil, surely Micheál Martin is going to become Taoiseach. They have two more TDs.
Yes, but if Micheál Martin is Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar will be tarnished at. It's not an ideal situation, but I don't think the people want another general election. I think that's the last thing the country wants. I think it would be reckless, actually, to go back to the country. And given the fact that others, you know, didn't step up to the plate, and given the situation we're in, well, we don't have much choice but to get on with it and give the country leadership.
Okay, why is it right for Sinn Féin to be excluded from that?
Well, both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil cannot, and you know, our policies certainly do not compass with Sinn Féin. But there are others out there. And I suppose one thing I would like to say on your programme this morning is I'd like to congratulate the new leader of the Labour Party, Alan Kelly. I'm delighted for him. And I'm also delighted for his aunt, who lives in Ennistyne, and Josie Scarrett, and all the Scarrett family in Northclare. Alan Kelly spent most of his summers when he was a young fella up around Northclare. And I certainly think that the Labour Party, under this new leader, will play a role in the next government. And I think that we have come a long way in the last number of weeks in terms of programme for government negotiations, and at least there's going to be, we're told, a framework document published by the end of the week, and at least that's a basis in which to try and put the remaining blocks together to build a government that will lead us out of this immediate mess and the mess going forward.
And that's a key point here, actually, just to jump in there, because we are looking at an immediate crisis, but the plan that's being put in place, if what is reported is to be believed, is a government to last for a number of years. Now, I realise that when people go to vote, and when we did go to vote in February, that was the intention, that we would put a government in place for a number of years. But is that really appropriate? Should the focus not just be on the short term?
Well, the short term, unfortunately, Gavin, now is the medium term as well, because we're dealing in the first instance with the health emergency, but there's going to be an economic crisis following on from this that will need swift, appropriate and immediate action. And there's going to have to be most likely a supplementary budget in the autumn that's going to have serious measures. We are going to have to probably borrow billions in order to, in the first place, pay for what's been done under these circumstances and to try and do some kick-starting of the economy going forward. So I think the next 3 years in particular are critical to try and create the type of recovery that people want and people need.
And should people not have a say in that type of recovery and have a chance, when all of this is settled down, to vote on who they want to lead that recovery?
Well, I'd point out to you, Gavin, that there was a Sunday Business Post poll done last Sunday week in which Fine Gael went from 21% in the general election to 34%, and Fianna Fáil were on nearly 20%. That's over half of the public that were polled last Sunday week. I think that, you know, the debate as to whether there should be an election or shouldn't be an election is really an academic one. I think what the people listening to your programme want to see people like myself and others doing is getting on with the job that we're elected to do, running the country and trying to put some sort of an economic formula and an economic platform together that our country can actually overcome.
But then Mary has been in touch, for example. I did not vote for this. I'd be very angry if this transpires, she says, if this happens.
Well, I'd like to point out to Mary that over 40% of people actually did vote for this.
Which is less than half the country, of course.
Yeah, and if you were to include the Labour Party, it pushes it up another number of percent. Because ultimately, Gavin, the government is going to be made up of Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, possibly the Labour Party, and a group of independents who will make up over 50% of the arithmetic of Dáil Éireann. So that will be a government that will have, gained the number of seats required to elect a Taoiseach and to govern.
And just finally then, and kind of on a separate matter, Senator Conway, reports emerged yesterday of Leo Varadkar re-registering with the Medical Council and going back to his work as a doctor, which I suppose is reflective of his calling all of us to put our shoulders to the wheel at this time. Is it a move that you support, or should he not be concentrating on running the country?
Well, I believe that Leo feels that he can give a shift a week, if you like, a day a week to this calling in terms of Ireland's call. I think it's a measure of the man. I think that it is just indicative and reflective of the leadership the man has shown since this crisis started. And I actually would go further, Gavin. I would encourage people who are listening to your programme to stay away from the beach areas and to actually respect the efforts that are being made by the people in the front line. I was getting calls over the weekend from different parts of the county telling me that there are holiday homes rented out from next Wednesday until Sunday, that there's going to be a big upsurge in people coming from the urban areas to our seaside resorts. I would actually appeal to people who have accommodation, and if it is booked, to cancel it. And I would also appeal to people who have holiday homes here, while of course they're welcome to our county and practically every scenario, but not in this case. And if there are people with holiday homes, or if there are people listening who know people with holiday homes, and they know that these people are coming to Clare at the weekend for the Easter weekend, I would appeal to them not to.
Okay, but with respect, they could be instructed not to, in the way that we've all been instructed to curtail our movements at this time.
But you're Gavin, they have been instructed not to. That's the point. The instruction is not to make any unnecessary journeys past 2 kilometres of your home. So, for example, people who are living in Ennis have no business up walking in the Hinch, no more than anybody in the Hinch or Kilkee have no business down in Ennis on leisure trips. I think it's extremely disrespectful to the people who are on the front line. These measures are there for a reason. They're there to protect you, me and everybody else. And I think that there's an absolute duty and obligation on all of us. And that includes, you know, the Taoiseach is going back, spending a day a week. And yes, I have no doubt the criticism will be there that Leo Varadkar should be running the country 7 days a week. He'll be running the country 6 days a week. And if necessary, he will be running the country 7 days a week. But he will be giving a few hours of his time on the front line, like many more people who had left medicine. Okay. I know a number of nurses who have re-registered and are now back on the front line. And, you know, this is a national emergency. It's a national effort. And I'd like to commend everybody who's playing their part in that. And the responsibility is on all of us as well, your listeners and the people that your listeners know, to play their part and just follow the guidelines and do the right thing, because it's in all our interests.
Senator Conway, thanks for joining us this morning.